Will you guys join me in welcoming Nick Vujicic to the stage?
Are you okay? It's good. Thank you, Richie. Thank you very much. Hi, guys. Are you good? Did you enjoy the film? Cool, cool. What was the best part? Now, I like the part when the guy says, the greater the struggle, the more glorious the triumph. Isn't that a cool line? Cool. So how old are you guys here tonight?
17!
Put your hand up if you're between ages 11 and 25. All right, that's who you are. Guys, it's so cool to be here tonight. My name is Nick, and I'm just glad to be here to encourage you to be all that you can be in Christ. And I'm from Australia. I have moved to California 4 years ago, and I was born this way. There's no medical reason as to why this has happened. And, you know, life sometimes gets hard. Life, you know, sometimes is great, and then sometimes it's not so great. And I want to be real with you. I want to make you just look at your life a little bit and be real with yourself and come to realness in God. And I'm not someone who just likes to make people laugh, but we are going to laugh a lot. But I want to be real as well. I stand before you without arms and legs. I have this little foot. And, you know, it's so cool. I can actually type 43 words a minute on a normal computer. And after two cups of coffee, 53 words a minute. And it's pretty cool. But this thing, man, I got two toes so I can do the peace sign. Peace, how you doing? And who hasn't seen me on YouTube? Put your hand up. All right, put your hands down. You know, there was this one boy who saw me one day face to face, and he's sort of, you know, freaking out a little bit, right? And he's looking at me and looking at my head, looking at my body, looking at my head, and he goes, well, at least you got a head. Funnier one, this kid goes, what happened? And I went up to him and I go, cigarettes. And, oh, you like that one. You're going to like this one. I was in a car one day and we're at the traffic lights and we're there and I'm in the front seat. And don't worry, I wasn't driving or anything. It'd be pretty crazy if I was driving, right? Like, imagine if a cop comes and pulls me over. Put your hands up. Anyway, I like having some fun. So one day I was having a boring day, so I did something different. So we're at the traffic lights, and this car comes up next to us, and this girl's looking at me. So I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me. I'm looking at her, and then all she sees is my head, right? So just imagine all you see is my head, okay? So I get the seatbelt in my mouth, and I loosen it like this, so then I can freely move. Now, why am I doing this? Because I want to freak her out. All right. All she sees is my head, so all I did was this. And she must have thought my head did a 360-degree spin. Her face was like that. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Anybody been in a plane before?
No.
No? Yeah. Somebody, yeah. I'm on a plane a lot, and I wanted to complain about my leg room one day. But I thought, no, instead I'm just going to go in the overhead compartment. So I got my friends to put me in the overhead bin. I wanted to freak someone out. And so they put me up there and closed the door, waited for someone to come, and this guy opened it. And I'm like, boo! It's like, you know, I can cause a little trouble because no one's going to handcuff me or anything, right? So, but getting back to my foot, this thing, man, is so cool, you know? Like, I'm so thankful for this thing. I swim and I do quite a lot of stuff. And but this foot, I was playing soccer one day. Anybody like soccer? Yeah. I love soccer. And I was on the field one day, and my friend from, like, way back, he's getting ready to kick it, right? So he's like, are you ready? And I'm like, yes! And I was like really nervous. Like my knees were shaking and my palms were sweating. And so he goes for this big kick and he goes, poof, like this. This ball turns into a missile. And I don't know if you had this feeling before that, but no matter where you move, doesn't matter. You're dead, right? And so I'm like, I'm going to hit it before it hits me. So I'm like, I'm maybe going to headbutt it, but it's a bit too low to headbutt. And then I'm thinking maybe I can kick it, so it's a bit too high to kick. And so I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to have to do something cool. You've seen The Matrix, right? So I felt like I went into The Matrix. And I went, and I was jumping up in the air in slow motion. And I jumped up in the air, and while I'm in the air, I did a Karate Kid kick. I went, like this, right? Thank you very much. So, the ball comes and it hits my foot. My foot bends backwards, and I heard a... I know. I sprained my foot. I was in bed for 3 weeks. Like, seriously, I was disabled, all right? But you know that saying, you don't know what you got till it's... You know, and you go to school, and, you know, everybody wants to, you know, have friends and stuff, and you want to have friends, and you know how it is in school, like, you know, these big tough boys, you know, especially when they got a girlfriend, you know, they're walking beside the girl, and, you know, he's like walking all tough and all, and he's like, she's my girl, you touch her, I'll kill you, you know, that sort of thing, you know, like, you're tough, right, and you swear because everybody else swears. No one's ever told you this, but, you know, just generally, you know, if you go to school, there's this little theory in everybody's head, well, if you don't swear, well, then you're not cool. And, you know, these little things like, you know, who do you talk to, who you don't talk to, how you dress, how you act, blah, blah, blah. You know, and you compare yourself to each other. Like, you know, there are so many people who look themselves in the mirror and wish that something was different. And I was there. I went to school and you know, I would ask God, God, where are you? And look, I want to talk about pain for a little bit, but I want you to understand something. I actually believe it's worse being in a broken home than having no arms or legs. I believe that it's worse losing a loved one than having no limbs. And in our life, you can have arms and legs, but not know what to do with them. In our life, you can have arms and legs, but still be broken on the inside, not know why you're here. And so, you know, you talk to your friends and stuff, and this is cool, and that, hey, you want to try a bit of this? Yeah, man, I'll try a bit of that. Yeah, man, let's go do this. Yeah, man, why not, man? It's all cool, right? We all live once, so you got to enjoy it and all, but, you know, in your life, you got to understand what's the reality here. Why are we here? Why do we have pain? Did God give me no arms, no legs? I felt like he was punishing me. You ever felt like God was like, I don't know, you blamed God for something and you felt like he could have done something better? I was like that. You see my Bible up here? This is the truth. And the truth will set you
free.
Okay, cool. Now, but here I am. And I'm over here. There's the Bible. Now, encouragement takes you closer to all God wants you to be. Discouragement takes you away. The opposite of truth are lies. You seen those cartoons where you got the devil on the left shoulder and the angel on the right? And the devil says good or bad things, right? And the angel says good or bad things. And then the person has to choose, right? You know those voices that are not necessarily true, but say, hey, you're ugly. Nick, you're alone. Nick, God doesn't love you. He's forgotten you. You know, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 in the Bible, if you're taking notes, Jeremiah 29, 11. If you got iPhones and stuff and you want to take notes, I encourage you to do it. Write down JER29.11. I'm going to wait for you. Some people do that. But everybody say Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Cool. It says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, says God. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Remember that little line where I was that actor, right, on that car, and I'm like, but I'm different than them, right? If it's only us who believe. What God says is true, and what he means he says, and he says what he means. God never changes. He loves you just the way that you are. But those little voices in your head, and you're saying, you know, you're not good enough. I wish I was taller. I wish I was smarter. I wish I had more friends. I wish I was this. I wish I could have that. I wish I looked like them. At age 8, I was told so many bad things at school, and 12 people, I counted them all on my fingers, 12 people teased me one day. And no one knew how many times I was teased, and you know, so many people were saying, you know, Nick, you're not good enough. And then the little voices in your head, you know, Nick, you know what? You'll never get married. Even if you got married, you can't even hold your wife's hand. Even if you had kids, you can't even hold your kids when they're crying. You're not going to get a job. Just give up. Just give up. Have you ever felt like giving up? Have you ever thought of it? I did at age 8. I told my mom I wanted to commit suicide. And at age 10, I actually tried to commit suicide by drowning myself in my bathtub. I was in a bathtub of 6 inches of water, and I turned over 3 times. And the first 2 times, I was trying to work out how much air do I hold in. And then the third time I rolled over, I realized that if I did commit suicide, then my parents would miss me, and they would even blame probably themselves. And I didn't want to leave them with that guilt and pain and shame, and so I decided to stay. Today, no matter how close you are from this edge, if you're alive today, there is hope if you call upon God. You know what you're really looking for? Love, joy, and peace. 3 things. Who are you? Why are you here? And where you going when you're not here? You got to fight the lies with the truth. You ready for this? You're ugly. That's the voice, right? No, man. You pick up the word of God, and what does the word of God say? In Psalm 139, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, Nick, God's forgotten you. No, he hasn't. He has more precious thoughts to me than all the grains of sand in the world, according to Psalms 139. Nick, you're just a medical mistake. You know, it was just bad luck that you were born without arms and legs. No, it wasn't. God formed me in my mother's womb. He knew my name before the earth began. Nick, just give up. Nah, man, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know that I am worth something. You know that you are worth something. You want to believe it, but sometimes all you need is someone to sort of push you that way, to tell you, you know what, I believe in you. You want to know who that is? It's God. You got to understand what God has for you. I want you to understand every single girl right here, right now, you're beautiful just the way that you are. You don't have to be tall or short or anything like that. You don't need a boyfriend to feel loved. You don't need to use your body with your boyfriend to feel wanted. I want you to know we have a lot of people here. Just because everybody else around me is doing it, why not, man? Everybody's sleeping with everybody. Money, drugs, sex, alcohol, pornography, fame, and fortune and position. Get this, if you put your happiness in temporary things, your happiness will be temporary. There is something beautiful that God has for you, and if you do it His way, He will bless you so much more than you can imagine. Turn your lies on Satan. Turn your back on the lies and do this. When Satan comes and stuff and he, like, you know, deals with your mind and starts lying to you, just do this. Say, Satan, I ain't listening to you. You better leave a message after the storm. Right? And take one step at a time. Take one step at a time. Take one step at a time. Let me prove something to you. Would you guys like to be my friend?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
100%? You'd like to go to movies with me?
Yes!
I promise I'm going to lay a hand on you. But here it is. Are you ready for this? You said you wanted to be my friend. Are you 100% sure that that's the case?
Yes.
But I have no arms, no legs.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes!
Then why do we tease each other for how we look? Why are you so negative about how you look? If it doesn't matter if I have no arms, no legs. Everybody say choice A. Say choice B.
Choice B.
I'm going to give you 2 choices. Choice A is that you go to Hawaii for a week with your favorite celebrity and you go there with your friends and have a great time. That's choice A. Choice B is that you don't go to Hawaii with your favorite celebrity for a week with all your friends and you decide to stay exactly where you are and you're crossing the street here in Florida. And guess what happens? You actually see a 3-year-old kid alone crossing the street by himself just about to get hit by a truck. And if you don't save him, he's going to die. you save the kid. Choice A or choice B?
B.
You don't know his name?
B.
You don't know how he looks?
Don't
you don't know how smart he is? He may have no friends. What does every three-year-old girl want to be when they grow up? Isn't that funny? Like, what do you want to be? I want to be a princess. Next time a three-year-old girl says that, all you got to do is like, why? Why do you want to be a princess? And she's going to be like, what do you mean, why? Of course I want to be a princess. She doesn't even know what a princess is. It's got something to do with pink clothes. Sparkles, right? Are you ready for this, girls? Are you ready for this? I'll tell you why every three-year-old girl wants to be a princess. Who's God? Good. And God created us all, right? And God's the King of kings and Lord of? And when we come to him, we become sons and daughters of a? So a daughter to a king is a? You were made royalty. Don't forget that angels surround you wherever you are. There are angels up on this stage. And I'm not just saying that. I know it. Why? Because God loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know for the? Us boys, when we were three, what did we want to do? Fight! To conquer, to kill and destroy. Sparta. Everybody say pause. Say pause.
Pause.
Oh, you were good. Are you ready for this? We'll come back to that place. Here's where I'm coming. Let's say you have all the money. Let's say you have all the partying. Let's say you got everything that we see. But you don't know if you're going to heaven or not. You need that peace still. Do you have that peace? Do you know that God loves you? Do you know that he has a plan for you? Don't listen to those voices saying, well, you're not good enough. No, we're all children of God. You see, us boys, remember us warriors, right? We know there's a fight. Just imagine you see me at school, these kids teasing a little boy with no arms, no legs. You'd be pretty angry at those guys, right? And then feeling sorry for me, right? Do you know what's really going on? Do you know what's really going on when people tease each other at school? Do you know what's really going on when your parents actually are fighting and arguing? When you see your parents argue and fight, you think, well, let me try work out who's right and who's wrong. And you're trying to stand up and you're trying to fix it up. You can't fix it, can you? Money can't heal broken hearts, can't bring broken homes together. You know what's actually happened? It's a fight between demons and angels for your soul. That's what it's about. The fighting's not with each other. The fighting is you praying for your school, praying for your friends, praying for your parents when they're fighting, when they're not okay. Do you pray for yourself in that? You just come to youth group and it's Saturday night and yes, Lord, I love you. And then Monday, you tease someone. Do you know the love of God if you tease someone? You definitely don't appreciate it then. You want to say you're a Christian? Be the light. You want to say you're a believer? Stand up. Stand up for what you know is right. It's not all right to swear, and you can't stop swearing on your own. Ask God to help you to stop the things he doesn't want you to do. He is here for you. He loves you no matter what. Don't feel like you have to fix yourself up before you come to God as well. Take one step at a time. I love my life. You want to know why? If I take my last breath right here in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to heaven. There's only one better thing than going to heaven. It's to